Guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. It's been raining very heavily in Bombay since the afternoon, and as a precaution, schools and colleges are closed tomorrow. Offices are still open though, but I still haven't made my mind up if I'm going to go tomorrow to the office or no. I'll wait till the morning and see. Stay safe, people. So it's half time in the now named Carabao Cup. It was Capital One Cup last season, I think the season before that as well, and before that it was the League Cup. Let's just stick to one name, shall we, guys? So I hope it's the Carabao Cup for the next 10 years or so at least, but I don't think that's going to be the case. We'd have another sponsor next season. So it's half time everywhere, and Bournemouth and Brighton and Aston Villa and Middlesbrough are currently goalless. Brentford against Norwich is 0-1. Bristol against Stoke and Burnley against Leeds is still nil all at half time. Crystal Palace have finally scored their fourth goal of the season. Bakary Sakho has put the Eagles in front against Huddersfield Town. Meanwhile, it's still 0-0 between Leicester City and Liverpool. And this is the game that I've been watching. Both sides have put out weakened squads, and it's pretty evident that they're both lacking the finishing, that cutting edge in the final third. But Coutinho has had a decent game for Liverpool so far though. His tricks and flicks reminded me of the player he was last season. Even Andrew Robertson has provided some pretty decent crosses down from the left hand side, but nobody has got to the end of that so far, which is why it's still 0-0. Then moving on, West Ham United have a 2-0 lead against Bolton at halftime. Marko Arnautovic getting both the assists. It's still goalless between Wolverhampton and Bristol Rovers at halftime. And between Reading and Swansea and Tottenham and Barnsley, which are at the 40-minute mark, even both these games are 0-0. Moving on to the cricket. It was the first ODI between England and West Indies today, and the match just got over a while back actually. So the match didn't start on the scheduled time because of a wet outfield and really bad weather. And honestly, it was looking like a no-show match. But then the weather improved, and during the inspection, the umpires and the match officials came to a conclusion that we would have a 42-over side per match. West Indies came out to bat first, made a pretty strong start. They were about 38 for no loss after 4 overs. Chris Gayle scoring 37 of 27. But then it all went downhill for West Indies from there. They lost wickets at regular intervals and ended up on 204 for 9 after 42 overs. Ben Stokes bowled decently, getting 3 wickets of his 9 overs. Adil Rashid and Chris Wokes got 2 wickets each. And David Willey and Moeen Ali got a wicket each. Jason Holder did a decent job towards the back end of the innings to get West Indies over the 200 run mark. He remained not out on 41 of 33. Moving on to the England batting, it was then pretty much a question of when would England get over the line. Since the required run rate was just 5 and over from the start of the innings. So Johnny Best and Alex Hales got England off to a decent start, made around 30 or 35, 31 to be precise. That's when Alex Hales fell. Then came Joe Root out to bat and he put on 125 in partnership with Johnny Besto before Joe Root got out. Then Owen Morgan came and went in 10 to 15 minutes. He scored 10 of 11. Joe Root got a half century, by the way, 54 of 53. Johnny Bairstow was there all the way to the end though, and he remained not out on exactly 100 of 97 deliveries, and Ben Stokes was not out on 23 of 10. So the second ODI is day after tomorrow, which also coincides with the second ODI between India and Australia. I guess I'll be in the office on that day, so I'll have to follow the score on CricBuzz. That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow. Yalla, bye.